As we've mentioned, Turkey's best-known novelist, Orhan Pamuk, won the Nobel Prize for Literature today, and we have an interview with him elsewhere in the program. Pamuk's writing returns again and again to the problem of identity. His novel, The Black Book, is a kind of metaphysical detective story, he says. It's not only a search for a lost wife, but a search for the meaning of life in Istanbul and in Turkey. We're going to hear a reading now of a passage from that book. It was done several years ago for us by our former colleague, Murray Horwitz. This is a fictionalized story about a real character, Master Bedi. In the waning days of the Ottoman Empire, around the turn of the century, Master Bedi created Turkey's first mannequins. He created images of Ottoman sailors to be displayed at the new Naval Museum.
According to eyewitness accounts, the guests at the museum's opening were astounded to see our two-fisted corsairs and our strapping valiants who routed Italian and Spanish galleons on the Mediterranean some 300 years ago, erect in all their glory, bristling with handlebar mustaches, and placed in between the royal launches and the men of war. Master Bedi used wood, plaster, wax, sheepskin, camelskin, and doeskin, as well as human hair and beard for his materials to create his original prodigies. When the contemporary narrow-minded Sheikh of Islam came face to face with these miraculous creatures which had been executed with great artistic skill, he threw a fit. Since imitating Allah's creatures perfectly was to engage in a kind of competition with him, the mannequins were removed from the museum and banisters were placed in between the ships of war. Prohibition, which occurs very frequently in our history of never-ending westernization, did not snuff out Master Bedi's spontaneously ignited fire of craftsmanship. Not only was he busy making new mannequins in his house, he also attempted to come to an understanding with the authorities to place his masterpieces, which he called his children, into a museum once more, or at least in some other place where they could be exhibited. When he failed to get the support he needed, he soured on the authorities and the administration, but not on his art. He continued to produce mannequins in the basement of his house, which he'd turned into a workshop. After 20 years of steady work, he noticed that those famous haberdashers in Beyoğlu began to place mannequins in their store windows when, during the excitement of the initial wave of westernization in the early years of our republic, gentlemen discarded their fezes in favor of Panama hats, and ladies peeled off their veils and slipped on high-heeled shoes. When Master Bedi first saw those imported mannequins, he thought that the moment of victory he'd anticipated for years had arrived, and he bolted out of his underground workshop into the street. But it was in the flashy streets of commerce and entertainment in Beyoğlu where he met up with a new disappointment, which would, until the day he died, exile him to a life of darkness lived underground. The owners of the grand department stores who'd seen examples of the work Master Bedi presented, and the purveyors of ready-made suits, skirts, outfits, stockings, topcoats, hats, as well as the window dressers who came to his cellar workshop, all rejected him one by one. Apparently, the mannequins he made didn't look like the models from the West who taught us style. Instead, they resembled our own people.
"The customer," one of the store owners said, "doesn't want the top coat shown on the back of a mustached, bow-legged, dark and skinny citizen who's seen every day by the tens of thousands in the streets. He wants to slip into a jacket worn by a new and beautiful person from a distant and unfamiliar land, so that putting on the jacket, he can believe he too has changed and turned into someone else."
A hard-boiled window dresser, after being dazzled by Master Bedi's masterpieces, explained that, in the interests of his own livelihood, he unfortunately could not place these authentic Turks, these real citizens, in his windows. Turks nowadays didn't want to be Turks anymore, but something else. That's how come they'd instigated a code of proper attire, shaved their beards, reformed their tongues, and their alphabet. A more laconic store owner pointed out that his customers did not buy an outfit, but in truth, bought a dream. What they really wanted to purchase was the dream of being like the others who wore the same outfit.
An excerpt from The Black Book by Orhan Pamuk, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature today.